Today, we will read Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 56. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, I pray that your word would be alive, that we would see how it applies to our lives today, that we would understand what it is that you want us to do, how we are to live according to your word. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 56. They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came out to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over the town how much Jesus had done for him. Now, when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. But Jesus said, Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him, and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead, he said. Don't bother the teacher anymore. Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed. When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. Stop wailing, Jesus said. She is not dead, but asleep. They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, My child, get up. Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. All right. In today's reading, we see the story of the man who had been possessed by demons. Now, Jesus had just sailed across the sea. There was a huge storm. The disciples were afraid that they were getting ready to die. And they woke Jesus up and they said, Jesus, Jesus, we're going to die! And Jesus said, No. He told the water to be calm, and it was. And he asked him, Where is your faith? So the disciples had just seen Jesus calm the storm. And now he gets to the other side, and there is a man who has demons who have destroyed his life. They are causing him to do crazy things. He lives naked away from the town in the graveyard. And other passages say that they made him cut himself, that even when people tried to chain him up and keep him from hurting himself and others, he would break free and then go out and yell and scream and act completely crazy. These demons had filled him. And in many ways, I see kind of a parallel that just as the storm had been horrible and out of control, this man has a storm on the inside that he cannot control these demons, and they are overwhelming him. And so Jesus is able to calm the storm inside. He is able to cast these demons out. And apparently there are many inside of this man. And he casts them out. And when the townspeople come, he is now clothed and in his right mind, listening to Jesus teach. You see, Jesus has power over evil. Jesus has power over evil spirits. There is no spirit who is more powerful than Jesus. You see, Jesus is God himself who has come to live among us, to show us the way and to make a way to heaven. And so Jesus has the power over these spirits. Notice that they have to ask permission for them to go into the pigs. They have to ask his permission and beg him not to cast them into the abyss, not to cast them into hell. And so Jesus has power over these spirits, and he still does today. Jesus has the power to set us free from sin. Now, we may choose to keep sinning and keep going back to it, but Jesus has the power if we follow him, if we obey him, if we believe him. Jesus can set us free. And so that is so encouraging. Next, Jesus goes back across the sea. It's interesting that even though he had done this great thing, all the people are afraid. They see the power and it frightens them. And they ask him to leave. The demon-possessed man actually wants to go with him. But Jesus tells him to stay. And so he does. And he tells all that Jesus has done for him. Next, Jesus does go back across the sea, and many people are waiting for him. And so, there is a huge crowd. Now, a man named Jairus, he was a leader. His daughter is sick. So he comes and says, "Jesus, come to my house and heal my daughter, please." And so Jesus goes. As he goes, this woman who has been sick for years, she comes to touch him. Now, again, this woman, the story basically is that she had been going through her monthly cycle without stop, never stopping, for 12 years. It didn't stop, it was continuous. And she had gone to many people trying to get help, and she couldn't. And so this was a very difficult thing, because in their culture, when a woman is on that part of the month, she is considered unclean. She cannot go into the temple. She cannot, it's difficult for her to go about her life. Anyone who touches her is considered unclean, or things that she has touched. And so she has been struggling and suffering in many ways, considered unclean by everyone. So she goes and she reaches out and she touches Jesus. And immediately she is healed. You see, Jesus has the power to heal us and to cleanse us from the things that make us unclean. The things that separate us from God. Jesus has that power. And so again, I just rejoice that Jesus can save me. And then we see it again in the story of this girl. That as he's going, people come and they say, "Don't bother Jesus anymore. The girl's already dead." But Jesus says, have faith. And so they get there, and all the people are mourning there, crying loudly and wailing and crying. And Jesus says, "She's just asleep." And all of them laugh because they know that she is dead. So Jesus goes in and tells her to get up. And she does. She gets up. She was dead. And she comes back to life. And again, I'm reminded that Jesus has power over death. Jesus is able to do things that no one else can, because he is like no one else. He's God, who has come to live among us to show us the way, to show us how we can be free of our sin, to show us that just like this little girl, our spirits are dead, but he can bring them back to life. He can give us a new spirit that is alive, and well in listening to him and following him, if we will listen and believe. I pray that today you would spend time with Jesus, that he would free you from any sins, that he would fill you with his Spirit, that your spirit would be alive today and following him, loving him, and worshiping him. Lord, I pray that you would help us to see. Help us to see all that you already have done for us and all that you can do. Lord, if there are sin in our lives, show it to us. Help us repent. Help us turn to you and follow you and set us free. And then, like this man who was freed from the evil spirits, help us go and tell all that we know what you have done in our lives. Tell them how you have set us free. Lord, send us to share the hope and the good news of who you are with our family, with our friends and our loved ones. Give us courage to share and to tell others about you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.